Joined in the studio by Emma, Sharon and Liz, who are all from Busy Women Networking. That's B-I-Z-E-E. And they're here to talk about Busy Women Networking and also their brand new event, which is coming up in Pilgrim's Hatch. So I have to say, it's a bit like Charlie's Angels. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking about Busy Women Networking. It's B-I-Z-E-E. So to start with you, Liz, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the role that you play?
Yeah, I'm Liz and I've got my own company. I've got a company called Travel Counsellors. So I've been in travel for 28 years.
Yep.
And decided 3 years ago that I'd like to start up my own business, doing what I know best. So I took the plunge and went for an interview and got the franchise for Travel Counsellors. About 18 months into it, you start feeling quite lonely. Working sort of by yourself, it can be sort of quite a lonely place.
Mm.
Obviously, scouring the website and Googling, I came across Busy Women Networking Group, and I thought, oh, give it a go. And I haven't looked back since. It's been absolutely amazing, and it's helped my business no end.
Emma, how did you get involved?
A similar kind of thing. I work for a company called JW3PR. I work as part of a team, but it's a small team. And we were looking to network in the local area, and I came across Busy Women. Went along and found a really supportive group of ladies that help women in business to feel comfortable in what they're doing and help them promote themselves and get known. So I was like, this is great, and I was lucky enough that they liked me, and so I'm looking after their PR now as well. So I look after the PR for the Busy Women Network.
I've got Sharon Hawkins. Sharon, you have been in before, and you are the founder.
I am indeed.
So it isn't just the one, obviously there's one in Brentwood, I was saying, there's one in Thurrock, and we were talking about the one in Pilgrim's Hatch. So they're all your babies.
They are all my babies. I'm a very proud mummy bee.
Yeah.
The group's been going since 2012. We started off with three venues and progressively going up in numbers. Got seven once we've launched next Tuesday in Pilgrim's Hatch, with more coming in the new year as well. So,
yes. So what originally gave you the idea? Were you?
Our group's very welcoming. Mm. We're like a big family, more than just business women.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've all got different businesses, and everyone comes in to the group and networks with each other, so we do support each other. We're a very supportive group. If someone's got a question about their business, not necessarily wanting to buy off the other person or anything like that, they'd ask. We'd have open discussions at each of the meetings as well, brainstorming exercises to help people in their business. So yeah, we're a very supportive group. We just relax over coffee for 2 hours between 10 and 12, all our meetings are. So it works around the school runs for any mums which want to drop their kids off. Any ladies in business obviously can come along, do the meeting in the morning, and then obviously carry on working in the afternoon.
The first time I walked in to a Brentwood meeting, I was very nervous, never done anything like it before.
Yeah.
So as soon as I walked in, met Sharon, met the girls, I felt totally at ease.
Women do network in a different way because of that. You know, there are pressures that you have to be at a certain place by 9 o'clock to get the kids to school and things like that. So it's not feasible to do breakfast networking meetings, which are generally mixed sex and things like that. So it is just a more suitable environment for women in business. Having said that, they're still very professionally run. You know, there's definitely still a structure with ideas of how you can help, you know, one-to-one opportunities with people. So you are properly networking, but at the same time, it is a really nice, friendly, relaxed environment for people to get together and discuss any problems that they may be having in business and ways that they may be able to overcome them. So rather than just sitting at home by yourself thinking, how am I going to do this? Actually, just putting it out there and letting other people give you a chance to say something back or give their opinion on what you might be able to do could give you better ideas of where you can go and how you can get there.
If somebody hasn't actually started their business, just say they're just on the point of thinking, right, would they still be able to come along? Or
they can come along if they're thinking of starting up in business. Obviously, we can give them some ideas of how we started our own businesses as well and support them through the process of deciding where they want to go with their thought process of starting their business.
Mm.
We also encourage ladies to come along if they wanted to promote their husband's business, their partner's business. Women love to talk. We all know that. anyone which can promote a business is welcome to come along, whether it be just in the early stages, thought process, startups, established businesses, everyone's welcome.
Local charities you get involved with as well, because it isn't just about the networking.
Right, we have two larger events which we put on at Christmas, and in the spring and summer another one. Each one we support local charities. So we've supported Teenage Cancer Trust, Autism Anglia, CHESS.
Kids Inspire.
Kids Inspire was our last event. This Christmas we're supporting SNAP. Next year I believe we're supporting Mind as well. So we keep changing each quarter, so we're trying to reach out to all the charities. They come along to our event, they talk about the charity and obviously raise awareness as well within the networking group, so we can spread the word for them as well.
Now, new venue manager, Liz, tell us about the role.
I felt that I wanted to sort of give something back to the networking community and obviously to Busy Women, because obviously they've been fantastic. So we sat down and thought perhaps that people that can't make it on a Monday in Brentwood could obviously come on a Tuesday morning. So we thought we'd sort of spread it out, sort of go the other side of Brentwood, Pilgrim's Hatch, Kelvedon Hatch, so spread out to the villages, Blackmore, to the ladies out there that obviously have got a business sort of that end of Brentwood, and that should be able to come to the Black Horse on a Tuesday.
And you've got the launch for that, it's going to be this Tuesday the 27th.
That's correct.
And you've got a special guest coming down, have you?
Yes, we've got the Mayor of Brentwood coming in.
Yeah, very nice.
Very exciting, yeah.
It kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning, so anybody from that end of Brentwood can come along.
They are monthly, so the Pilgrim's Hatch one will be the last Tuesday of every month. And so you can pay before, or you can pay on the door.
The normal cost is £7 if booking in advance, or £10 on arrival.
Yep.
But for our Pilgrim's Hatch launch next Tuesday, it's free. Obviously, we're inviting everyone, as many people as possible, come along, try us out, see that what we've said is actually how it is. And obviously, if you like us, then come back.
And just to let you know, they do have networking events at Chelmsford, Billericay, Brentwood, Thurrock, Wickford and Basildon. Thank you very much, girls, for coming in.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best with Pilgrim's Hatch. And if you are a woman in business or thinking about setting up a business, do check out the website, as mentioned earlier, which is all the W's, busywomen.co.uk. And that's BIZEEWomen.co.uk, and come along to one of the network meetings. As you heard, it's £7 if you pay in advance, or it'd be £10 on the door, and you can meet like-minded people and get some networking connections. As I said, I only went to one, you did my CD, Sharon. There we go. And for some reason I had forgotten that until I looked over and I was like, oh, that's why.